You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
It's Monday morning, so it's time for What's News with Katie Katapodis, the founder of Nala Media, co-founder of Nala Media and ex-News Supremo Talk Radio 702. Katie, we did say last week that we wouldn't speak to each other no matter what the result of the Rugby World Cup Final 2019 was. But of course, I don't want to burn my bridges. But congratulations. It was absolutely incredible, wasn't it?
Well, if you recall, you'd said, Lindsay, if the box win, we won't speak. I said, if the box win, we'll definitely speak. And in fact, I didn't even say if. But yes, it was certainly incredible. It was a truly magnificent moment in South Africa. Wish I could say I'm sorry for England, but really I'm not.
Well, that's very nice. Yeah, it's very compassionate and very understanding. And that's what South Africa is built on, understanding and loving each other. Katie, I saw a lovely piece on the BBC this morning about the captain, Siya Kolisi's hometown and everybody. It's just a really, really good story. I don't want to get too soupy about it, but it's just a great story.
Well, Lindsay, it's a magnificent story, the win, but also the story of Siya Kolisi, the captain, is an absolutely magnificent one. I mean, this is a young man who came from nothing. Yes. But when I say nothing, I mean absolutely nothing. I was reading an article yesterday about how his grandmother, with whom he lived, would often just give him some warm water instead of a meal. Because there was literally nothing at home. He lived with his grandmother until the day that she died in his arms. He then went in search of his two siblings from his mother's side and essentially adopted these two young children, saying there was no way he could have siblings of his out there without any kind of financial or emotional support. And they're living with him. His story is unbelievable. I think he has shown leadership from a very, very young age. And it culminated in leading the Springbok team to victory on Saturday.
So if Siya Kolisi can do it, then why can't the rest of the country do it? Why is there so much hatred? Why can't the leaders, the so-called leaders, adopt that kind of attitude? This is what I asked myself after the weekend and a weekend of reflection.
Well, I really hope that the goodwill, and perhaps we're being a bit naive to think that it will, but one would really love for the goodwill from the rugby to transcend into every other area. Economically, we're not doing well, as we know. Moody's downgraded us on Saturday night, just hours before the box won. So that wasn't good news at all. The finance minister delivered his medium-term budget last week, and that wasn't good news at all. And he basically told us, I'm no longer playing Father Christmas. Commentary and analysis on how that went, with many saying, well, he's refusing to stimulate the economy by lowering interest rates, and let's see what will happen. You're the financial whiz, Lindsay, so you'd know best. But this is just some of the conversation and debate that's happening in South Africa at the moment.
Yeah, well, you've got to have tough love in this situation. And unfortunately, and this won't go down well with many people, you've got to sack half of the public servants in South Africa because they're not serving the public. It's very, very simple. They are sitting at their desks doing absolutely nothing. There is a bloated employment register in South Africa when it comes to government and municipalities. We've just got to get rid of them, unfortunately, so that public finances can be rebuilt and people start to reinvest in South Africa. Katie, I'm sorry about that.
Well, we heard the finance minister give us some ridiculous figures. I think he was saying the average salary of public officials was like R1 million, bloated at R1 million. So this is definitely an area where a lot of work and a lot of culling actually needs to be done in terms of some of these positions, Lindsay, especially if we're going to, get some more, some more money into the pockets of government, essentially. Yes. Not for personal use, but for them to plough it back into the country.
Anything else over the weekend, apart from rugby and the midterm budget policy statement and the Moody's decision on Friday evening? Anything else that you saw?
Yes, well, there's certainly one story. This happened on Friday morning, and this was a devastating story, Lindsay, around the passing of veteran newsman and broadcaster Xolani Gwala. Xolani, for those in South Africa, would know, with the most magnificent velvety voice. He was on radio, he was on television, he was an all-round excellent journalist. He passed away after a very hard 2-year-long battle with cancer. And what fascinated me is that you know that you adore someone from a professional and a personal perspective, but yes, you don't realize how much of the country felt exactly the same way. And the outpouring of grief and love and memories was just amazing to watch.
It was a fitting tribute to him. Now, listen to this.
Certainly a fitting tribute. Absolutely right.
Have a listen to this now, because I would really like your dispassionate opinion on this story. Steve Easterbrook, the British-born chief executive of McDonald's, has been sacked over a consensual relationship with a member of staff. The decision was taken by the world's largest fast food company with 38,000 locations in more than 100 countries at a board meeting on Friday and announced on Sunday night. Now, this chap has taken McDonald's to new levels in a highly competitive market. My question to you is this. Where do you meet people apart from at work and online? I mean, online these days, but when we used to work at 702 Talk Radio, or as it was in those days, Radio 702, of course you work together for, 16 hours a day, sometimes doing double shifts. You meet people and you fall in love with them, or you start to like them and you have affairs with them. What is wrong with the CEO having an affair with an employee? What is he supposed to do? I don't understand these policies. It seems to me draconian.
Well, I don't know much about the story. You've just informed me. I did see a CNN headline flash, but I hadn't actually read it. I mean, some may argue abuse of power. Anybody in the position of a CEO, in a CEO position would be or could be accused of abusing their position. At the same time, if you're saying it's consensual, I want to go and read up on this. Can I promise to get back to you next week with my thoughts on this?
Yes, you can too. But I mean, it's the principle, Katie.
I don't think it's as simple.
You saw what happened at 702, didn't you?
As relations with colleagues in an organization. I think it's far broader than that.
Katie, you saw what happened at 702, and why not? People are young and they're talented and they want to get on with each other.
What did I see happen? I'm not sure what I was supposedly saw happen. But yes, there were relationships which did flourish among some of my colleagues there.
Exactly. And what's wrong with that? I mean, you've got dating sites nowadays. Why not just use work as a dating site? It doesn't affect your productivity. In fact, it probably even enhances it, Katie. I'm trying to get something out of you here, and you're rebuffing me.
No. I don't think we should go that. It enhances your work if you have an affair with colleagues. I'm not sure about that. I think I don't think it's as simple as that. I'm going to go read this McDonald's story. I want to see what the board's reasoning was.
Katie Katapotis is the co-founder of Nara Media. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Visit strictlybusinesspodcast.com and subscribe to receive exclusive content straight to your inbox.